There is nothing subprime about the video game industry right now. Demand for video games has fueled a market for game software designed especially for tiny mobile devices like mobile phones, BlackBerries, or iPhones. Morning Edition's technology guru Mario Armstrong brought a few devices into our studios to show me what it's all about. So you've brought a variety of handheld devices here. You've got the pretty red-cased iPhone, I guess.
And that's right, yep. Regular, it's a red case on this iPhone. And then I have a BlackBerry. And then I have a Motorola phone that's just your standard kind of clamshell phone.
So what are some of the more sophisticated games that are out there?
So that's a great question. There are some sophisticated games, like one that I was just going to introduce you to, Super Monkey Ball. You actually control a monkey who's in a little bubble, and he's floating through mazes, and you're trying to pick up bananas and score points.
Wow, sounds like a game show. Okay, it says go. I don't know what the heck I'm doing. I've got a little monkey. It's running around.
So you're tilting ever so slightly, left, right, forward, back.
Oh, every time that I'm leaning this thing, I'm sending the monkey down a ramp, and he's about to fall in the ocean?
That's right. Whoa! So you want to avoid falling in the ocean.
How tragic. That was the sound of the monkey going into the ocean. Okay. So people are making money at these. This is something that you actually pay a premium to do.
That's right. I've actually paid $5.99 to download that particular game from the App Store. And so that was created by Sega, which is a gaming publisher that many people know. And they've been creating mobile games since 2002.
Sure.
So they're not new into this. But what's really has shifted here, I think, when you talk about downloading games and who's making money, if you look at the top 25 of paid games that are on the iTunes store, the application store, that is, for their games, out of all of those, there's only one or two that come from big publishers. Everything else comes from independents or lesser-known video game makers.
The high-tech game people, Microsoft, Nintendo, are they paying attention to this market as a potential competitor?
They are paying attention to it. I don't think they're paying as much attention to it right now. I think they consider this to be a little bit of pocket change. I mean, you do have some of the big publishers actually creating games, Electronic Arts, Sega, and some others that are out there, but not a lot.
We're mostly talking about the iPhone, but you've brought some other devices here. What else you got?
So I have other devices here that have other games, like the classic Pac-Man. Everyone likes a classic game, but
This is a T-Mobile phone,
so you're looking at it.
This is the old Pac-Man screen.
So you're looking at Pac-Man on the screen, and you can see there's a little joystick display.
Indeed there is. Okay, so here we go. My little Pac-Man is chewing these energy pellet things. Oh, and now I have a chance to get the ghosts. I just chewed up a ghost for 200 points. Mario, this is a game from, I don't know, the 80s, I guess.
That's right.
Is this popular again now?
Absolutely. You're seeing some of these old school classics come back in these handheld devices. One of the ways that you can make money in creating these video games is what's called micropayments. Micropayments hasn't really taken off in the U.S., but it's done very well in the Far East. And essentially what micropayments allows people to do are play a game, but then maybe you have to pay in small increments to unlock levels or to open up new features.
So is there some music we could go out on here, Mario?
Yes, there absolutely is. There's a very unique story about a small startup that's in California by Stanford University academics. These are music teachers. And they said, you know what? What if we created an iPhone application? Well, they did just that, and that's this game that turns your iPhone into a flute. Now, let me tell you something. This game has become so popular. The name of the game is Ocarina. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, Ocarina. This thing is phenomenal. It has been downloaded 700,000 times and plus some. So they've made close to about $800,000 because it costs 99 cents per download.
All right. So how do I do this? I blow on the microphone, which is right here?
Yep, blow on the microphone.
And it's going to be like blowing across the mouthpiece of a flute.
Oh, the flute. Correct. And then you're going to take your fingers, and you see those little buttons on the display?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to touch those and play the flute.
I'm just blowing across this microphone here, which is part of the phone anyway, and it's catching that sound and turning it into an electronic tone. Okay, I could do that all day.
Well, I got to say, I was impressed by you doing that because it's not easy to do, as you can tell right off the bat.
Mario Armstrong, always good to have you by.
Thanks for having me in, Steve.
He's Morning Edition's regular technology commentator, and he also hosts the show Digital Cafe on Baltimore's public radio station, WYPR. And by the way, while I was playing Mario's iPhone, he pulled out a video camera and started recording my attempts to master the ocarina, which, unfortunately, you can see on our website, npr.org.